Hey there, I'm Claudia from Brizolaga, a former investment banker turned entrepreneur, longevity coach, biohacker, and mother of two. Once burnt out and overwhelmed with chronic health issues, I've transformed my life and helped thousands of people do the same. I've even reduced my biological age by 17 years. Yes, I'm 26 again. Now I'm here to share the tools, strategies, and inspiration to help you live healthier, happier, and longer. On this podcast, I interview world-leading experts in health, biohacking, mindset, and performance, and share personal stories and learnings to bring you the latest insights and tips. Think of this as your go-to space for real talk about all things health and optimizing your life. Ready to unlock your best self? Let's dive in. This is the Longevity and Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome back to the Brain Optimization Blueprint. I'm your host, Claudia from Brizolaga, and today we're exploring one of the most powerful and soul-stirring pillars of mental wellness and peak brain health: love, purpose, and psychedelic science. Let's begin with a truth backed by 85 years of research out of Harvard. The clearest message we get from this 85-year Harvard study is that good relationships keep us happier and healthier, period. It turns out that the number one predictor of long-term happiness and longevity isn't your cholesterol levels, your career success, or even how much you exercise. It's the quality of your relationships. Yet in our modern world, more people than ever are feeling isolated, burnt out, and disconnected from themselves, from others, and from their deeper sense of meaning. Right? So many of us know this. This isn't just a lifestyle issue, it's a crisis of connection. And it profoundly affects your brain, nervous system, and overall well-being. Before we jump in, if you missed the previous pillars of this Brain Optimization Blueprint series on neuroplasticity, gut health, and emotional resilience, go and check these ones out. They lay the foundation for today's conversation. But now let's explore a pillar that's often overlooked and yet deeply foundational: your relationships, your sense of purpose, and how next generation therapies like psychedelics are unlocking healing and human potential like never before. By the end of this episode, you'll discover how to rewire your nervous system through authentic connection and emotional safety, reclaim your focus and vitality by aligning with your purpose, and understand how psychedelic therapies are helping people heal, grow, and rewire. Let me share a story. For years, I believed purpose meant performing, achieving more, pushing harder, doing all the things. Yes, I was a typical A-type, never good enough, had to do more personality. But at the height of burnout, I realized I wasn't aligned with my truth. I was chasing validation. It wasn't until I slowed down, reconnected with my body, and embraced powerful healing tools, including psychedelic-assisted therapy, that I discovered a new sense of safety, self-love, and clarity. Today, I want to share the most powerful insights from my conversations with brilliant minds like Dr. Molly Maloof, Dr. Dave Rabin, Dr. Julia Mir, Talia Eisenberg, and Sean Wells on how love, connection, and neuroscience are transforming the future of mental health and human flourishing. So let's start with connection, because it's not a nice to have. It's a biological imperative. As Dr. Molly Maloof says, passion and connection are key drivers of longevity. Deep relationships directly impact your health span. Let that sink in. Passion and connection are key drivers of longevity. Deep relationships directly impact your health span. So how much are you prioritizing that in your life? Research shows that loneliness and poor quality relationships are stronger predictors of early death than smoking, obesity, and lack of physical activity. That's how powerful they are. Social disconnection increases inflammation, disrupts sleep, weakens immunity, and accelerates aging. Dr. Molly also explains the neurobiology of love, especially oxytocin, the bonding hormone released through touch, contact, and intimacy. It makes us feel safe, seen, and secure. She also shares how certain psychedelics like MDMA can massively increase oxytocin, creating a therapeutic window for healing trauma and restoring connection. She also emphasizes love is a powerful medicine, but it must be healthy, reciprocal, and rooted in safety. So let's look at the nervous system and emotional safety. Dr. Dave Rabin, psychiatrist and neuroscientist, teaches us that our automatic nervous system has two main states. So you have the sympathetic, which is the fight or flight or freeze. So think about that saber-toothed tiger that might be chasing you in back in the day. It's that fight or flight, how do I react stress state, which we need at times, but not all the time. And that's where chronic stress comes in and all the health implications that that has. And the other state is the parasympathetic rest, digest, and recover state. Chronic stress, like from emails, social media, trauma, keeps us in survival mode and it drains our energy and attention. What Dave says is chronic stress hijacks the nervous system and can mimic ADHD. So feeling safe is the gateway to focus, sleep, emotional regulation, digestion, even fertility. Dr. Dave's Apollo Neuro device, which many of you know how much I love, uses gentle vibrations to activate the vagus nerve, improving HRV and helping recondition the body for calm. Next, let's look at purpose, the ultimate focus tool. Dr. Dave and Dr. Molly both emphasize that where your attention goes, your life flows. When you're disconnected from purpose, you live in reaction mode. I also teach this to my coaching clients as well. Getting that true north is so fundamental to making sure you are taking steps towards your goals and your purpose every day. When aligned with your mission, your brain shifts towards clarity, energy, and deeper meaning. Sean Wells shared his transformation through psychedelic therapy. He said, "Suddenly I had purpose. I had love for myself. I had hope." He reminds us that purpose isn't just spiritual, it's neurological. It reorientates your entire system. That's the power of knowing your true north and your true north blueprint. For any of you interested in finding out more, do reach out to me and I might do an episode breaking that down, or I also obviously offer coaching sessions to help clients walk through that as well. What if you could wake up every day feeling unstoppable, limitless energy, razor sharp focus, and a body that's biologically years younger? This is your invitation to upgrade your life. For those that don't know me, I'm Claudia von Brüsselaga, former Goldman Sachs investment banker and serial entrepreneur turned longevity and peak performance coach. After reversing my biological age by 17 years and counting, I now help high achievers like you do the same. My peak performance and longevity coaching is designed exclusively for visionaries, entrepreneurs, and leaders who refuse to settle for burnout fatigue or suboptimal health. Together, we'll optimize your energy, longevity, and performance so you can thrive in business and life. This is a bespoke, science-backed coaching experience integrating cutting-edge biohacking, longevity science, and high-performance strategies tailored to your unique biology and goals. If you're ready to unlock your next level, let's talk. Book a complimentary exploratory call now. Just answer a few quick questions to get started. Head to the show notes for the link, and I look forward to speaking with you. Now, looking at the psychedelic science, Healing at the Frontier, Dr. Julia Meir explains how psychedelics like psilocybin and ketamine are helping people to process trauma, reset maladaptive patterns, and reconnect with inner tools for healing. She says that psychedelics don't do the work for you. They create a state where healing becomes possible. So that is really important, that it's not a quick fix. I know so many of us are looking for that magic bullet, but it allows, as Julia mentions, that state where healing becomes possible. And then it's about the integration and changing things in your life for the better. In my interview with Talia Eisenberg, she shared research from Stanford on ibogaine that reverses biological aging in the brain by 1.5 years. It boosts not only BDNF, but GDNF for neuroplasticity. And it helps people overcome addiction, depression, and find purpose. Both Julia and Talia emphasize that these tools must be used with guidance, integration, and community, because we heal best in connection. Now let's look at self-love, vulnerability, and transformation. Sean Wells beautifully puts it that I thought love had to be earned, but then I realized I could just be loved. I didn't have to prove anything. That shift from performance to presence is the essence of what these tools unlock. He highlights the importance of integration practices, safe setting and intention, and supplement support for the brain before and after a journey, and reminds us that when we live our truth, we unlock energy and health no supplement can match. So let's walk through the heart-brain activation protocol. Let's make this actionable. Here's your three-part heart-brain protocol to
nourish, love, safety, and clarity. So number one, safety first. Daily parasympathetic practices like breath work, walking in nature, grounding, physical touch, and devices like the Apollo Neuro. There's also Sensate, the Pulsetto. There's a few different ones out there as well. Number two is intentional connection. So a moment of eye contact, presence, or heartfelt expression each day. Your pet is also a great source of this, but just physical contact and intentional connection with other people is really powerful. And number three is purpose alignment. Ask yourself each morning, what matters most today and why? And a bonus is if you journal one gratitude and one purposeful action daily, which is really great. And one journal I love is the five, I think they even, it's called now the 6 minute journal, which is a daily gratitude practice where you check in the morning and then in the evening to remember about being in that grateful and gratitude state, no matter how big or small that piece of gratitude is, and really embodying it as well. These small shifts create massive ripple effects on your brain and life. What's next? In the final episode of the series, I'll be sharing something personal and practical, my own brain longevity protocol. It's some of the daily tools, supplements, tests, and habits I've refined over years of research, interviews, and real-world experimentation. Think of it as a behind-the-scenes look at how I personally support mental clarity, energy, and emotional vitality while living a full, purpose-driven life. So a little brain boost challenge. This week, I invite you to reflect, where in your life are you choosing performance instead of connection or purpose? And then take one step, reach out to someone you love, reconnect with your why, or explore a healing tool that speaks to your soul. And if this episode resonated, please subscribe, leave a quick review, or share it with someone you love. Let's keep growing this brain-optimized, heart-led movement together. Until next time, stay connected, stay purposeful, and remember, your brain thrives in love, meaning, and community. With love and purpose, Claudia. Hi everyone, it's Claudia again. Before you take off, would you like to get a short email from me to you several times a month with top tips, insights, and strategies to help optimize your life, health, and business? This could be interesting posts or articles I've read on life and longevity optimization, cool biohacking or lifestyle products that I've discovered, and other fun things to help you be at your best. It's a very short piece of inspiration for you, so if you want to receive it, check it out by going to llinsider.com. That's llinsider.com and leave your email to get the next one.